Given the YouTube shooting, a reminder about the customer, the supplier, or the former employee with a list of grievances. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. As you've been hearing, a shooting at Alphabet Google's YouTube yesterday has left three people wounded and the assailant dead. Authorities say Nasim Agdam of San Diego used to try to make money off her videos on YouTube but felt censored and ripped off. We connected this morning with Larry Barton, a workplace violence consultant who works with companies, including big ones, to create firearms policies and other security policies. Professor Barton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've been covering this ongoing story about what schools might do to stop a shooter from getting in. What do you tell companies?
So the first is we have to break denial. And then the second is we really have to create situational awareness so that they understand this is a society menace without creating paranoia.
I mean, you worry that the first line of defense at a typical company might be the receptionist.
Well, the receptionist is actually one of the most vulnerable people in any office environment, any environment, anywhere, actually. We've studied about 30 years of tragedies, both of shooters and people who walk in with a baseball bat. And you know what? We often don't include them in the training that's offered in terms of protecting the workplace. And these are our front faces. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Give me a sense of some best practices when it comes to the specific case of stakeholders. Could be an employer or an ex-employee or a customer who has already been identified, is angry, and might come back and do harm.
What I'm worried about is I call it the grievance collector. It's the person who's written multiple blogs, written multiple letters, visited the property, is someone who has become obsessed. We've seen that with an LA PD officer years ago. We saw it at the Discovery Channel with somebody who was a viewer who ultimately gave up his grievance to come in and literally take people hostage. We've seen it obviously in terms of YouTube, somebody who was obsessed and angry. So these situations have gone on for about 30 years, but the grievance needs to be taken seriously, especially if somebody is willing to die for it.
So, you know, perhaps a company notices a pattern that there's a collection of grievances, but what can they do?
Well, there's several options. If an employer does find someone is angry, first understand that some people will be angry and legitimately are such, and there's a way to talk with them. But the grievance collector, it does require a special art. There are ways that we can listen to that person, sometimes meet with them, sometimes talk with them on the phone. And in other cases, we have to call law enforcement because their threats are so serious, so tangible, that we may need to do a wellness check where a police officer will knock on their door and just try to make sure that they are aware that there are consequences for the words they use or their actions. So this is complicated.
Consultant Larry Barton is an instructor at the FBI Academy and is a professor of crisis management and public safety at the University of Central Florida. Larry Barton, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. We feel it's important work that we're already doing, and with your help, we will do more of it. We're counting on you to partner with us so that we can grow and keep getting better, especially now when it's increasingly difficult to cut through the media clutter and bring objective, trustworthy reporting front and center. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor and support independent public service journalism. The payoff comes in knowing that you're helping keeping people informed about economic forces that affect our lives. If you could, donate today at marketplace.org. Thank you. President Trump's point person on fixing the country's crumbling infrastructure is leaving the White House. DJ Gribben may not have a household name, but he's been a key figure in planning about what to do about broken roads, rusty bridges, and have you seen LaGuardia Airport in New York? Energy, sewage, veterans hospitals, toxic cleanup sites are all supposed to be part of this. The infrastructure man's departure comes just days after President Trump said it is unlikely Congress will pass a bill before the November elections. Tom Scheck with our investigative unit, APM Reports, has been tracking this. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
First, remind us how the president plans to fix the nation's roads, bridges, and other public works projects.
Well, in February, the president released a plan that relies on about $200 billion in new federal spending over the next 10 years, with the hopes of generating a total of $1.5 trillion in total spending on roads, bridges, and other projects. Now, first off, we're not clear on whether that plan is ever going to hit that $1.5 trillion mark. The Trump administration says it can be done in part because states, cities, and private investors are going to have to pick up a bigger part of the tab. But that's controversial because governors and mayors say they're already struggling to pay for existing projects right now.
That's the plan. But now we have the news the president's point person on so much of this is leaving. What does his exit mean for the plan?
Well, White House officials say DJ Gribben is planning to pursue new opportunities now that the infrastructure plan has been released and it's before Congress. But this really signals that there isn't a lot of momentum right now behind this plan. At a recent Senate hearing, members of both parties were challenging members of the Trump administration on how they're going to pay for that $200 billion in new spending over 10 years. Is it by raising the gas tax? Is it through spending cuts to other programs? And Trump officials haven't said yet. And Congress basically has shown little appetite to make the decision for them.
I mean, some of this is that other news keeps getting in the way of the rollout of the infrastructure plan. I remember we had Infrastructure Week all set up, and then former FBI Director Comey testifies. That dominates the headlines.
Yeah, you're right. Just the term Infrastructure Week has become a punchline among Washington, D.C. reporters and pundits, and it signals the difficulty that the White House and President Trump has when it comes to staying on message on this subject. Infrastructure can be quite a bit boring and extremely complicated, but what's most startling about this is that both parties support increased spending on road and bridge projects. The problem here is that there isn't solid agreement on how to pay for it, and there's been a lack of leadership on new ideas.
All right, my American Public Media colleague, Tom Scheck, with APM Reports. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're also following the dueling lists today, what the U.S. Trade Representative wants to do to China, and now what China plans to do in return to U.S. exports, $60 billion worth of products on each side, but no timeline for triggering the tariffs. The Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed will have it if you miss it on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.